Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So the weather's starting to warm up, okay? And I'm not the weather guy. I mean, you can get that on all of the local stations here and all that, but that is a signal that crime in New York City will rise and rise dramatically in the next few months, because once the weather gets nicer, there are more potential victims on the street and far more criminals on the street. So this surge of migrants to New York City kind of began last summer, late summer. All right. And then it really accelerated throughout the winter. And if you go to the city and you ride around, you'll see groups of young men just roaming. Now, I can't tell many times whether they're American citizens or foreign nationals. You'd have to get an ID on that. But there are more groups roaming around, smoking pot, drinking. There is no prohibition against any kind of public behavior in New York City. None. And people write me, I get lots of letters, should I come to Manhattan? Should I go to New York City? And I say yes, but you've got to be aware of things. So if you're going to come here to tour and see shows and go to games, you can do that without a heightened sense of danger, but you've got to be aware. But for those of us who live here or close to the city, it's a different scenario than it was just a year ago. So you have added to the domestic criminal element, of which we got hundreds of thousands, you got all these foreign criminals now. And not every migrant's a criminal. Don't misquote me here, but 10% are. And they're in. And the criminals band together, and they're looking for opportunities. The worst is the shoplifting. And I would never open a business in New York City, ever. Because if some thug wants to come in and rip you off or order a meal and not pay or whatever it may be, the system's not going to do anything to that person. And if you confront the person, they'll charge you, just like the bodega guy. So why would you want to put yourself in a position to work hard and you have a business and these criminals come in, they steal anything they can steal, and how are you going to stop them? Now, some businesses have enough money to hire big, burly security guards, okay? But most businesses are locking their stuff up or they're going out of business. Because Alvin Bragg and the other DAs, they don't want to be bothered with. We don't care. Go ahead. Steal whatever you want to steal. That's going to pick up now because people are going to be out. It's not freezing cold. Now, this is the start of it. End of February, early March, with the global warming in play, it warms up quicker than it used to. St. Patrick's Day, I mean, that's going to be a zoo this year. I'm not going in. I'm not going to do it. Because once you have a system whereby the miscreants know they can do pretty much anything and not get punished for it, then It's every man for himself. And, you know, do I want to go in carrying a concealed weapon to protect myself? And then if somebody comes at me with a knife and I shoot him, I'll be charged. You see what I'm talking about here? It's cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. So get ready for a mini crime wave this spring. It's going to happen. And then what Adams will do, and I haven't seen Adams in the last week or two. Maybe he's on spring break someplace. He'll come out and go, oh, the crime's going down. It's going down. It's not going down. People don't report petty crimes anymore because they know nothing's going to happen. They don't even bother. Somebody gets punched in the mouth by some criminal, they're not going to go to the police. Not going to do it. It's a waste of their time. Police are going to look at them and go, what do you want me to do about it? That's what they're going to say. And they're not being disrespectful. Is it that every precinct house knows that this is what's happening? Even if they catch the guy punching you in the mouth, even if they see it, the guy's out in an hour. And the case will be dropped by Alvin Bragg and the others. That's where we are. Do we really want to be here? Not going to change until voters wise up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.